Hi there, this is Dennis Wells with the Financial Advantage Podcast, powered by the Wells Funding Group. I'm super excited today to be interviewing Kimberly Wick, who is an amazing realtor with Coldwell Banker. And I've really enjoyed getting to know her over the last couple of weeks. And I know you're going to really enjoy hearing her story on the podcast. So, Kimberly, welcome so much to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Awesome. Very good. Well, hey, tell me, how long have you been in the industry, and how did you get your start in real estate?
I've been in the industry this year will make 8 years, and I got my start looking for my own home. Well, it took me a while to find my own home just because I'm very picky, but I realized that some of the research that I was doing, whether it was an existing home or if it was new construction, I just enjoy the background work of it. So I looked into becoming a real estate broker, and here I am.
Awesome. Very good. And did you say how long you've been in the business?
Yes, that was 8 years. This year
8
makes
years.
eight.
Yep. Awesome. Very good. So I'm sure you've seen a lot of changes over the course of 8 years. We've gone through an awful lot.
I've seen a few. This year alone, now there's an uproar with commissions, so another change is about to happen. So, yeah, I've been through a few of them, but what I have learned about the ever-changing markets, one thing that will never change is change, and we have to evolve with it. So, regardless of what those changes are, everything will work out. The sky isn't falling, it's just a new way of doing business.
Okay. Now, what did you do prior to getting into real estate?
Prior to getting into real estate is actually what I'm still doing today, as I do hold a full-time job at a locomotive company over in McCook, Illinois. I've been there for 17 years. I've
Okay.
worked in the purchasing department the full 17 years. I'm a senior commodity buyer there. So I
Okay.
work on a lot of contracts, negotiations with suppliers, getting components in to make up the majors to manufacture the full locomotive.
Cool. So, how does a background in negotiating contracts help you now that you're into the real estate space as well? How does that impact your business?
That's a good question. It actually impacts my business hugely. So one of the skills being with that company gave me that transferred over that doesn't change. It's just the product, right? Instead of a locomotive, it's a house. So rather on the buy side or on the sell side, I'm able to fully explain from both sides of the equation what it's going to take to get to the closing table. So I'm a fair person. I like to view it as put yourself in this person's shoes. How would you feel, or what would you like for something to happen? So let's say on the buy side, if a buyer is trying to negotiate, say, pricing or seller concessions, on the sale side, I'm saying, hey, put yourself in the buyer's shoes. If you were to buy your own house today, as is, would you buy it like this at this price? Or would you want a credit? Or would you want to try to reduce your own price? And on the buy side, I do it the same way. Take, for instance, you were the seller. If you were trying to sell this home, just looking at it from your perspective, would you price it at the price that you are putting this offer in for? So when I kind of put it into perspective in that manner, it helps each party kind of see it from each perspective of the other to make a determination of how they want to move forward. So I think that probably is one of the better skills that I obtained from working in the industry that I am working in, besides being able to just pull comps and market reports that can support those details as well.
Great. So what are some things that you do in your business that sets you apart from other agents in your market?
Well, I never really compare myself to anyone. I try to be a better version of myself than I was yesterday. So my competition is really just me. But if I
Okay.
was to choose some qualities about myself that I feel may set me apart from someone else, I want to say my availability to people. So going in, I make the precedence known of how I like to be communicated with, and I also ask how they like to be communicated with. So therefore, I'm always available to you. You're always available to me in the communication method that works best for you. I answer my calls 4 a.m. in the morning because I'm up at that time. So if I have a text message or an email, I'm answering it right at that time. And I work all the way through 10 o'clock at night. So the availability there for people who may work third shift, second shift, first shift, I'm always available to all people. That has been one characteristic of myself that I do know I get a lot from my clients telling me they appreciate. And then also my continued efforts to learn as much as I can to develop myself. And like I say, this is an ever evolving market and career, really, not just the market, the career itself is ever evolving. So you have to change with what's going on in the world. So I believe my ability to want to learn more, whether it's on the lender side, whether it's on my own side, whether it's from a legal perspective. I go to a lot of networking events. I get on a lot of the lunch and learns that I get invited to from other partners in the organization, rather my company is sponsoring some type of event to where I can just pick up little tidbits of things, because you're not going to remember everything, but as long as you have enough knowledge to kind of know something about something, you can always pass it off to say, hey, I heard of, or I know of this program that may benefit you. And then you give it to the superstar of that, right? Like if it's a lender product, at least I know enough about it to be dangerous to be able to say, hey, Dennis, you know, this buyer may qualify for this program, which I believe may help them in down payment assistance that they may need because they're falling a little short on being able to offer XYZ pricing because they don't have enough assets or money to be able to come to the table to close with. And then you could take it from there. I don't have to know everything about it, but enough to be able to offer it.
Yeah. No, I think continual growth, continual improvement is huge. Yeah. And you did mention a little bit about the changes coming down the pike, and I'm not going to hold you to, known as a crystal ball, I'm not going to hold you to anything, but what are some things that you think may come out of the recent development with the National Association of Realtor Settlement?
Well, I think it's going to have to just be a shift in how we think. I'm starting to see some buyers kind of in limbo of the understanding. You know, the news can twist words, and the comprehension of what truly is meant to be conveyed may not be what's being thought of when you're hearing it. Like I may hear it one way because you put a twist on the words of what's really coming down the pipeline. So my understanding of it may not truly be what it is that's coming. And some of these buyers I'm starting to see are wondering, well, am I going to be able to afford the house now or a property regardless, because now I have to come to the table with 2.5 or 3% more, and I didn't really have the down payment of 3.5% if it's FHA, or 3% if it's conventional. I barely have that, and I barely have enough for the closing cost. So how am I going to now pay you? But what they don't understand is, well, that's where the negotiation again comes into play as a realtor. You know, you manipulate numbers all day, every day. And to take the realtor out of the equation, because I see some realtors say on Facebook talk about how, oh, well, they're not going to need buyer's agents because they're not going to be able to pay them. So, you know, we're going to do away with buyer's agents. I don't think that that's true. I just think that people need to understand your value. I think that once people really understand what they're paying for, they'll pay it. They'll figure out a way to pay it. But when they don't necessarily understand what you do, because most people probably feel like, oh, a buyer's agent only opens the door to let me in to be able to see the property, and that's all that they do. Why do they need all of this money to just open a door for me when the listing agent can open the door for me? And if that's what you feel the agent does, then you're not sharing or giving them enough knowledge of what your true value is that you're really doing, because behind the scenes, we're doing way more than that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that it's going to be those that are committed to bringing value to the marketplace and communicating the value that they do bring, I don't think have anything to worry about with any changes that come down the road. Because like you said, there's constant change. There's been change, obviously in the mortgage industry, there's change in the real estate industry. There's changes in a lot of industries, but the constant is those people that are bringing that value, that are communicating the value and in a way that people understand tangibly what it is that they're getting, that right. Then yeah, they're going to understand the value of why they're doing what they're doing, for sure.
Absolutely, for sure. And then another thing that I think may set me apart from most agents is that two times out of the year, I give client appreciation parties. So all of my sponsors, my partners that I partner up with, we all chip in and we have a holiday edition, which is in December, a client appreciation party. And then in July, mid-year, I do a family fun day, which you can
nice.
Bring your children, your pets, like everybody's welcome to come. And we're in a park. So there's basketball, football, we have games, we have prizes, we have a DJ. We even had the big, the blow up playground where they have the slide and the little gym, the blow up gym thing. We even have that. And we have tons of food, and everyone just comes out and they have a great time. And this is also a way for me to stay in touch with all my clients as well. So, not only reaching back out to people that are in my sphere right now, in my hopper, so to speak, that I'm
Right.
trying to get to the closing table or working on credit or working on saving money, I'm also now hitting my past clients to stay the face. You have to out of sight, out of mind, right? I want to stay in your mind. So I still need to be in your sight. And then I do educational seminars every year. So I'm doing touches, your birthday.
Yep.
I'm touching you on your birthday. I'm touching you on
Yep.
your house anniversary. I'm touching you for these family fun days and these client appreciation parties. And I make sure that if you have a Facebook account or IG or you're on LinkedIn or wherever, I'm friending you. So that way I'm staying in touch with you. I'm staying in front of you. You're seeing what I'm doing. You're seeing all of the positive things that I'm putting out there, the motivational things, the inspirational things. So that's probably a big thing that maybe other agents don't do so well.
No, I love it. That's great. Yeah, because a lot of people think that our job is over when they get the keys to their house. And we understand that, we are always looking for ways to help our clients and to be their lender for life, be their realtor for life. And that means being engaged in their life and, reaching out, making sure they're enjoying the house, offering, to connect them with, contractors, landscapers, pool people, all of those kinds of things, as well as, making sure they're not overpaying on taxes, insurance, things like that. And then, yeah, those fun events that really, set you apart for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was going to state that as well. Just having the connections, to be able to be the resource for them too. So they're always contacting me for anything. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even have to be house related. I tell them I'm all things financial. So if you need to save a penny in your account, call me,
Right.
If you're thinking about life insurance because you just had another baby or there's something changed that you now need to reevaluate how you're set up. We talk about trust and wills and why that's important, especially when you have children and you have your parents are still living and they may be older. And it's just so much that people don't think about, because you never want to think about death. You don't want to talk about it, but we have to, we have to make sure that we're set up for certain instances in life that we may not necessarily be ready for when it happens, but when we know better, we do better. So I'm always that person that's in their ear. So for whatever it is that they need, if they even just need an ear to have someone listen, to vent to, like if you had a bad day at work, tell me all about it, Call me up, send me a text, I'm, like you said, it's relationship building. It doesn't just end here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Matter of fact, it
But
starts here. It starts at the
yes,
12th table.
absolutely. Absolutely. I know you got a lot of irons in the fire, but what are some things that you like to do when you're not helping people buy and sell real estate?
Well, I'm pretty family driven. And then I have a small circle of friends that I consider like family. We do a lot of events together, or I should say gatherings, not necessarily events, gatherings together. We'll at this person's house this weekend, this person's house the next weekend. We may play cards, do karaoke, play some games, go bowling, go skating. So it's, small but intimate type fun with family and friends.
Nice, nice, very good. Can you describe one of the, I'm sure you have many, but one of the more meaningful real estate experiences that you've had and what made it so meaningful for you?
I actually just recently had one, and I think this one is a great example of just how far I'll go to ensure my clients' stress levels are low or lower. So I have a friend of mine who, a very close friend of mine, who's in the car business, and she had one of her long-term clients who's over 85 now, so well in her senior years. She owns a six-flat building in the Beverly area of Chicago. And unfortunately for her, 5 years ago, she had Four Seasons come in to do something with her furnace. It was some repair that was needed. And the unfortunate part was when they corrected the problem, something happened to where it made the building catch fire, and every unit was destroyed. So from that point, her insurance got involved. They filed the claim, received the money, but the contractor that they hired only did 80% of the work and took the money and was out of here, What saved her, an unfortunate matter for us, but fortunate for her, was COVID. When COVID hit and they came up with the moratorium for mortgages, where they froze it for people who couldn't pay, because she also has a house, in an area that she has to pay for too. And of course, she's on fixed income. She couldn't afford to pay the mortgage on the building, so she stopped and only was paying her house mortgage and things through life that she needs to pay. So 2020, 2021, 2022, no payments made. Even 2019, no payments made. Now we're out of the moratorium, of course. Everything's caught up. The court systems are now back open to where they're doing foreclosures and everything. And the servicer is basically saying, "Hey, you can't make payments. You're way behind, years behind. We're going to have to start the foreclosure process." She did meet someone who was trying to help her try to get out of the mortgage. So meaning like a refi or finding a hard money lender who would take on her project to not only take the mortgage part, but to give her the remaining dollars that she needed, which was roughly 100. She needed at least 120,000 to finish her project. Exactly. So now you're talking about, does the unit or does the building appraise after repair value for all this money that you need to pay off the first mortgage and try to take out $120,000 to finish it? Not to mention, you have no money to be able to close with. You have no money to be able to pay now the new mortgage with, once you do close on it. So luckily for her, when I say I'm very resourceful, and I have a lot of friends in the industry, I do have one wonderful loan officer that works with Cross Country Mortgage. Well, he's the vice president. He's not even a loan officer. He's vice president of the region. He has rather extensive people that he's able to touch. And one was a hard money lender who, with my help of providing comps, providing market reports, talking to that particular hard money lender in regards to what the project scope was back then that the last contractor kind of bailed out on. And I actually have a contractor myself who, contractors don't like coming behind other contractors, but he was
Right,
willing
right.
to do it for me because it's me asking. And he was also willing to work within the guidelines of what the hard money lender was able to loan. So not only did I pull in a contractor who was willing to kind of take a discount, so to speak, finishing her building because of myself asking, but now I also have a hard money lender who's willing to loan based on the information in black and white, you know, that I'm giving him, to be able to get her out of this situation, plus throw 3 months of payments on top of it, so she doesn't have to figure out how she's going to pay for a loan and basically go back into default again. We've gotten to the point within a month's time of closing on that hard money loan for her. Now I'm just starting to list her units to try to get some renters in here so she can start accumulating money to be able to keep this loan up. And then we're going to refi her in about 6 months into a normal loan instead of this hard money loan. And so she's now I won't say stress free because we're still trying to get tenants in, but less stress. She has less stress that she has had on her for the last 5 years. So that made me feel really warm and fuzzy inside because I feel like I really helped someone who was in need.
Awesome. Awesome. Very good. That's great. Yeah. And that those are the things that really, you know, make everything else we do worthwhile when we can help people that are certainly having a difficult time. You know, like saying, you know, wasn't no fault of her own. You know, she didn't plan the fire. You know, she didn't plan for the contractor to run off with, you know, all the money with 80% of the work, you know. So that's huge. That's huge. Just real quick, what would you consider to be the greatest opportunity in the real estate market today?
My greatest opportunity is just getting to meet and assist great people to get them to the American dream. Like I say, I'm all about the service. You know, it's never about me. It's not about what I can get out of anything. I feel like I've been put on this earth as the communicator because that's what I do best. I feel like I'm that person who's able to direct you in where you need to be. So maybe you should just call me the operator because I feel like once you dial that number, I'm able to just put you where you need to be. So I think that would be the greatest opportunity in the market today for me, at least.
I love it. I love it. Well, we're getting towards the top of the hour. I really appreciate you being on the show here today. If someone wanted to reach out to you and connect, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
I am on Facebook under Sunshine KJ. I can be reached on my cell, 708-691-9997, or emailed at sunshinesrealtyinc@gmail.com. And that is sunshines with a S, is plural. A lot of people miss that. sunshinesrealtyinc@gmail.com.
Awesome. Well, very good. Yeah. And I'm Dennis Wells with the Wells Funding Group. What I'm really known for is helping my clients create wealth through real estate and also create cash flow, and obviously helping my referral partners make more money through our Extreme Lead Follow-Up and our real-time referral program. And we can be reached. My direct line is 219-230-8400 or www.wellsfundinggroup.com. So Kimberly, thank you so much for being a part of the show here today. It's been a pleasure to get to interview you. And I know that you know, you're already doing great things, but literally the sky is the limit.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.